I'm Jim Winston. This is the Fathers, Mothers, and Family Show. Welcome to our show. We do this show every Thursday. We've done it for the last 12.647 years. My co-host, Rockin' Robin.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And this is our tradition. We come down here every year.
Yeah.
And people say, why?
Well, it's hilarious. And Steve Wave, yeah, Steve's on the board. He's doing an incredible job, isn't he?
He's doing wonderful.
I don't think anybody has heard even the most minor little boo-boo out there. This is a bit of a tradition. We do we do the show every Thursday. Part of the reason we do it on Thanksgiving is because we are so grateful to Portland State University for having a KPSU radio so that the college students, the community, has a voice. And then also our thanks to KPSU Radio for allowing us to have the Fathers, Mothers, and Family Show, where we deal with issues that affect the family, issues of relationships, working, trying to co-parent, share-parent the children, and public affairs and political issues as well. Q, are you out there? Q Mape, can you hear us?
Jim, I'm out here.
Okay, you've got a nice radio voice, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would like to introduce Q Mape. Q is with the Iraq War Heroes organization, iraqwarheroes.org. He has frequently on our show. Q, I understand that you just received a citizenship award, I think from the Oregon War Veterans Association?
That's correct. They had the first mayoral veterans ball down in Salem. That was last Friday, and I received the citizenship award for my work with for the families of our fallen heroes in the greater Northwest, and also all our other fallen heroes via iraqwarheroes.org and some of my other tribute sites.
Wow. You have been trying to honor and make sure that all of us honor our Iraq veterans, Iraq war veterans, the troops that are over there, the troops that are over there now.
Correct. And, you know, first I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I think you're the only live radio show that's on, because I've heard, you know, in and out a few others today, and all of those were recorded. So I applaud you guys for being out on the air.
We are.
You're a small station, but I'm sure somebody's picking you up out there.
We are live. Yeah. Go ahead.
While everybody is out there stuffing their faces, it's a good reminder, you know, to think about the reason you can go out there and stuff your face is because somebody else that can't stuff their face anymore has given up the all for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something else we need to really think about being thankful for is our heroes, our men and women that serve in our military that give their all and give so much so that we can continue to practice our free way of life in this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've now, with the current conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, we've lost over 4,300 women and men.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't forget them. And, you know, that's what the majority of my project is about, to make sure that we remember who they are so that they're not just numbers, so we have faces, so we have stories. Because, you know, if we forget, we lose that much more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom truly isn't free. Just because you're not paying the price doesn't mean somebody else isn't.
That's right. Freedom is not free. And just because I'm here and I'm comfortable doesn't mean somebody else isn't putting forth a lot of effort and putting themselves in danger.
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to mention another group of people. Well, as you already know, one of the things that I do other than just run the website, constantly update it with new names, create new pages, and then I add pictures that families and friends and family members send in. That's pretty much is at least a 9-hour-a-day job for me.
Mm-hmm.
But along that route, I also attend the funerals in the greater Northwest for our heroes that gave their all. And with the permission of the immediate family, I photograph these services and some select non-family pictures get posted on the tribute page, and, you know, the bulk of the pictures all go to the immediate family member. So they can look back and see who all was there, who came out to honor their sons, who came out to honor their daughters or husbands or wives. Because you know what, when you're grieving, you miss all of that. You really don't know. You know, you're in a bad state as it is. I'll tell you what, it isn't easy to approach him sometimes either. Say, you know, I know he's got a funeral coming up. I'd like to come out and shoot this for you. Because a lot of people don't think about it. But, you know, funerals, it's kind of like the final physical journey. And I wanted to bring up another group of people that have been attending funerals other than me for the last year and a half, and they're called the Patriot Guard Riders. Matter of fact, I think they've just celebrated their second year.
And they're, what's their name again, Q?
Patriot Guard Riders.
Guard Riders, okay.
Correct. Now, these groups exist under different names in different places also, but this is the most known group. Normally, when you see a bunch of motorcycles going down the street with big, huge American flags, it's most likely a group of Patriot Guard Riders going to, you know, welcome home one of our heroes, or, you know, going out to help and say goodbye to one of our heroes.
Mm.
And a lot of people think that they have to own a motorcycle to belong to this particular group. No. Anyone that's an American that wants to come out and honor one of our heroes is invited to come. And, you know, I encourage more people. I mean, personally, if I show up in a town and one of our heroes is being buried, I'd like to see 90% of the town show up, personally speaking, because at least 90% of the town should be grateful that this person, this man or woman, gave their all for their freedom. And, you know, it doesn't take much to take a couple extra hours out of your day. What's a couple extra hours out of your day if you want to weigh that to the rest of the life that was, you know, years that was just given up?
Yeah.
And patriotguard.org is a good website to check out. And, you know, that helps reduce. A lot of people are intimidated to show up and honor our heroes. They you know, they say, well, maybe the family doesn't want that or whatever, blah, blah, blah. This helps reduce that fear factor. If you join a group of people that are going out to honor our heroes, they're going to stand out there in a flag line and let the families know that we care. You know, we Americans, we need to let the families know we care, that their kid isn't dying in vain or whatever. You know?
You've gone to a lot of funerals.
I've been over 200 missions in the greater part of Northwest.
In the Northwest. You've gone down to Northern California, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah. So you're telling us the families appreciate people to come, even if they have no idea who the fallen soldier is.
That's right. But they know one thing. Everybody has something in common. This person joined the military to defend this country, to defend our way of life, and they gave the all. And there is a tie that we have to that particular person. And we need to be out there as citizens. We need to be out there saying, thank you. We need to be out there showing our respects. We need to be out there honoring. We need to be out there making sure this person isn't forgotten. And, you know, you don't even have to travel far. There's a good chance that there's someone in your city, in your state, close by, that's just given their all. And, you know, it doesn't take that much effort on your part, but it means a lot to the family. It truly does. I mean, I don't know too many people that get much closer than I do, and very intimate in this situation. And I know what it feels like. I don't know how much more to explain it, but, you know.
Yeah. Well,
Q, you were saying one thing earlier about going out and shooting a photography with these people, and the families don't, many people don't think about doing that, and they must really appreciate to have those photos, and you do that all for free, don't you?
I do this all on my own nickel, yes I do, my time and my gas, and yeah, and the families do appreciate, excuse me, the families truly appreciate it. You know, it's nothing you really think about.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've heard from families in the past that says, no, we don't think that's right. And they would see me at another funeral, and they would say, you know, I wish we would have allowed you to photograph the funeral of our son. And, you know, it's kind of like making a cold call in a lot of cases, you know. How do you approach someone, especially since you have a lot of media hounding the families too, and, you know, a lot of their purpose for wanting to be out there and take pictures it's totally different. They just, you know, either they want to be something negative or they want to portray one image versus, you know what I'm getting at, I hope.
The media may have some other angle than simply honoring the
correct
the troops.
Correct.
Okay.
And, you know, the pictures I take of the families, for example, you know, the media doesn't see those. They don't even get published on the website unless there's a specific request by the family saying, yeah, I like this picture and this picture. Can you go ahead and post it? I want everyone to see this. And I've had cases like that, you know, but most of the pictures that I post for the general public do not include the grieving family. I leave them out of them because I don't want them showing up on the front pages of the newspapers that are using that for political reasons or whatever else, you know.
Or just to sell papers.
Right.
Or to subtly or not so subtly push one aspect pro or con of the unfortunate, of the war in Iraq. Now, Q, you have indicated to me that the funeral happens and the bereaved family is often in a fog. It's very hard, but afterwards, when they see the pictures, they realize how important it was to have had you take the pictures and present them to them.
Oh, yes. And, you know, and there are various reasons, you know. I get feedback like, I didn't know such and such was there, such and such. I didn't know this was happening, this. I'm sorry, I got a dry throat. But anyhow, and they see a lot of the details of things that were going on right before their eyes that they just couldn't see. And I also get thanks from parents because the soldier may have young children that are too young right now to realize what's happening all around them, why these people is here, why is everybody sad and stuff like that. And they see those pictures later down in life and they understand that, you know, their father, their mom was honored and all the people came to show their respect. And, yeah, this, I mean, you know.
Well, I remember seeing on your website when you came down to the radio station here where you went out and you videotaped or whatever a van.
Oh, it was
was an SUV, was it?
Maybe an SUV or a Humvee.
Oh, okay. I did photographs of a Humvee.
A Humvee, okay.
Okay, and
beautiful.
The name of the owner is Carla Comfort. Her son was killed in, I believe he was in Iraq, yes. And so she had bought a Hummer, and a company in the Mideast, they did a paint job on it. She turned it into a tribute, basically, to her son. But the thing is, there were nine others that were killed with him. And so she decided to make the tribute to all 10 of them. So, I mean, talking about, you know, spirits of a true Marine mom. I mean, everybody that was with them, you know, is depicted on that. And you can find a link to it if you go to iraqwarheroes.org or .com and go to the bottom of the page, you'll see something called a mother's tribute, and you click on the Hummer right there, and you'll see some detailed pictures, which is really, you know, nice. If you want to learn more about my project, you can also click on the news link, which will bring you to some articles and recent stories. It wasn't until July that I finally had a mention even in the Oregonian. Mm-hmm. I had a pretty nice write-up from Margie Belay.
And then she had a second write-up.
Correct. So her write-up did prompt, you know, some help that I needed, which was upgrading my car.
Yeah, so you could simply transport yourself to do this important work.
Right. Yeah, I've been driving an 86, and now I'm driving a 2002, which was really nice. A car dealership in the Dallas donated it, Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that was great. And I'm always, you know, I'm always open for more help because I'm always driving. Since I've had that new car, I've done about 20,000 miles in funerals.
Mm-hmm.
So I, you know, and it's an ongoing thing. And you know what? I made this commitment over 4 years ago to make sure we don't forget these men and women. And, you know, mm-hmm. I'm sticking with it best as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Yeah.
Oh, I was just wondering, you said you've been doing this for 4 years. What prompted you to get started on this? What idea? Just were you sitting at home one day and looking at the news or
no.
And just thought, I got to go out and do something? Or
no, it goes back before then. In 2000 in Washington, D.C., I received a Meritorious Service Award from a bunch of Marines from that awarded me this for my work with Vietnam War heroes. And we, you know, we're talking about a lot of guys that came home either walking on body bags or were just trashed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we still have a lot of Vietnam veterans out there that still have not been welcomed home. It's a real sad case. And I started that project back then. And when the time came about for the for this particular war, I decided, you know what, I've got the technology, I've got somewhat the means, I'm going to start this tribute site, and it's going to be dedicated to all of them, and I'm going to stick with that. Mm-hmm. And it was then in 2000, it was later in 2003, when a friend that works for a funeral home contacted me and said, look, this family here that's burying a hero, and I wonder if you could come out and do some pictures for them.
Mm-hmm.
So back then I was carrying a Mavica floppy disk camera. I grabbed 200 floppy disks and I went and photographed it. And the reaction I had later from the mom when she got the pictures kind of told me, you know what, I think I'm going to make this part of my project. And that is to attend memorial services in the greater Northwest, or as far as I can get myself, and photograph this for the families, you know, because this is their kids' final journey on this planet. And I've been doing it since. I've worn out 8 cameras.
Oh, my.
You know, I started with the Mavica. Anyway, you know, those things didn't last for very long. But, yeah, and I've done probably around 70,000 miles. And so.
Wow. And it started out trying to honor and show tribute to the Vietnam veterans. That's originally where this came from.
Correct.
And then,
yeah, one of the reasons I'm doing this, one of the reasons that prompted me to do this is, you know, I wish I could have gone back 35 years and not have backed down.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's one of the main factors because, you know, how they treated our men and women that served in Nam.
We hate to go back, but the Vietnam War was so divisive, and unfortunately, many people took that out on the boys that served. It wasn't their fault. They were answering.
And you know, that's happened a few times already in this particular war, and you know, I'm so ashamed of people that are doing this. You know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are not taking any political positions with respect to the war. You're just trying to honor the troops who have answered the call to serve their country.
That is correct. My project is non-political, even though people keep telling me it's political, and it's non-commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people tell me it's political just because of the fact I'm willing to honor these men and women. Let me tell you something, and this is for anybody that's out there that has a hair stuck someplace. These men and women that join our military to serve honorably, do so to defend this country, to defend its freedom, and do whatever Uncle Sam asks them to do. They do not pick their wars. They do not pick their places. And, you know, they do what they're told to do. And, you know, you got to remember that. You can't be pulling in politics and start judging all these kids that are dying for you because of where they happen to die.
Mm. They signed up to serve their country. They did not choose the war. They do not choose their assignment. They They are assigned. They were assigned according to the powers that be. They simply signed up to serve. From a political perspective, they have nothing to do with it. The political aspects are someplace else, most likely in Washington, D.C. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay.
And another sad thing is when you do see some of these heroes and you really watch them on TV or whatever, they are so young. That's the remarkable thing that I just have a hard time swallowing. It's like 19 years old or 21 years old. They haven't even begun to live yet, and they've already died serving our country.
And do you realize that we've had, since the war started, we've had a lot of young men and women step forward and say, you know what, I know there's a war going on, I know there's a good chance I'm going to end up over there in the sandbox, I'm enlisting. So I feel it's, you know, the right thing to defend this country.
And enlisting numbers have held up.
They have, yes.
Yeah, there are, despite all of the arguments and all of the politics and all of the heart-wrenching emotions as to what to do, as and we all know, many of the people enlisting now are saying, I'm looking at the bigger picture, and we have to, now I don't want to get political, but we have an enemy here, and the United States has to be protected. And they're enlisting knowing there is a shooting war going on.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What else would you tell us? History shows that during a war, emotions run very high. You look at the Civil War, and we look back and say, now that was righteous in many ways. But Abraham Lincoln in the shortly before the 1864 election, they told him, this isn't going well, the country's turning against you, you're not going to be reelected. They told, his advisors told him, the only way you will be reelected is if you rescind the Emancipation Proclamation. That'll bring the South back in, that'll end the war, everything will be fine, but the slaves will no longer be free, at least on paper. Abraham Lincoln said, they can vote me out of office, deny me a second term if they want, but I'm not rescinding the Emancipation Proclamation. And it was going very poorly, but he felt this was the right thing to do. But at the time, the country looks at these involvements and they very well have an overwhelmingly negative view at the time. And you are caught up in the middle, whether you want to or not. This war is unpopular now.
Correct. And, you know, I think one of the main reasons also that this war is, quote, unpopular is because of everybody, a lot of people are basing everything they hear in the media.
Okay.
And, you know, I truly wonder, you know, what country our media is broadcasting from at times. But I think that not enough people spend time actually communicating, even with, you know, guys that we have stationed overseas. You know, we've got people all over this world. Yeah, I think people are hearing too much one-sided stuff. And I think the American people truly have not suffered in this war. Mm. Don't misunderstand. I'm not talking about suffering in the loss of our men and women. I mean, that suffering is bad, but this country has not really suffered. We've not had the pains of this war. So we're not even taking any time to really look and see what's going on.
I think you're referring to the sense that the sacrifice of suffering. I have not personally had one minor inconvenience in my life. I am somewhat politically involved, and in that sense I have taken some insults. But I have not had to deal, I have not had to miss one meal. I have not had one minor discomfort at all. Nothing.
It would be nice, you know, and things are too convenient in some cases. It would be nice if everybody did miss a meal and put together a care package and send out to one of our troops overseas.
Mm-hmm. Can we take 20 seconds here to keep us in deep trouble? Okay, hang on. The opinions expressed on the following show are those of the hosts, the guests, and the live callers. They do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Portland Public School District, Portland State University, KPSU Radio, or the participating sponsors. Robin, did you have a thought?
Well, I was just wondering, as we were talking about you attending the funerals and that, have you actually had people come down and protest at a funeral because you've been there or a group supporting the gentleman being buried?
Yes, there are those groups. I normally don't ever start the conversation about these morons, and that's what they are. They're morons. They call themselves the Church out of Topeka, Kansas, and you see the thing is they've existed and protested long before this war started. Problem is, it didn't make enough media. Matter of fact, they even protested in Portland at a high school on Northeast 33rd Street once before this war started. I remember because I went out there to take pictures of these morons. Mm-hmm. And so they've decided, okay, good. I know how we get attention. We're going to start attending military funerals.
Mm-hmm.
And so they stand out there with these obscene signs thanking God for dead soldiers, thanking God for IEDs. Can you imagine they have a young girl standing there holding a sign that says, thank God for IEDs, and I bet you that little girl has no idea what an IED is, and no way would she want to be holding that sign if she even had a concept at her young age what the hell an IED is.
Mm.
It is sad. And yes, I've personally run into these morons 9 times. And it is sad. They've got this whole agenda, and it has nothing to do with the military, truly. It has nothing to do with the funerals, but this is where they want to be obscene. This is where they want people to notice them. And, you know, I'm glad Washington passed a law that says they now have to be at least 500 feet away. They came and tested the law, and you know what? Most of the people attending the funeral, which was in the Pasco area, didn't even know those guys were there because they were 500 feet away, and they were surrounded wall to wall by Americans that came out holding flags and created a buffer zone between them and the grieving family.
Yeah.
You know, and then once in a while you get some of these other groups. There are other groups out there that show up once in a while, but most of them know that it's best not to.
Yeah.
So.
And what you are saying is there is a place for these people to vigorously protest our foreign policy, the Iraq war.
Sure, go to the Whitey House.
Yeah, there's a place for it, and you're not saying one way or the other an opinion on whether or not you agree. You're just saying it shouldn't be done at the funeral of a troop that gave his or her life.
That's correct. I don't think it should be done at anyone's funeral, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, if you attend the funeral, you should be there in support of the family or to be there to honor the fallen hero. You should not be there with whatever agenda you have. Go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leave these people be, you know. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go stand in front of an airbase and protest there?
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you can go say your two bits. I don't agree with what you got to say, but you can go out there. But don't be invading private functions like this. It's just nasty somehow, you know.
Yeah. David Brooks, the conservative columnist for the New York Times, you know, he's going to, as you might imagine, he's going to be on one side of this debate, like many conservatives, saying, well, we've got to somehow succeed here and stabilize Iraq. There's a bigger picture, etc. But he has also said he believes that the vigorous discussion, pro and con, is very healthy for the country because he says, in the end, democracies fight better wars. They fight them with better strategies, better tactics, knowing that there's healthy debate, that somebody who says, I don't agree with what we're doing, I never agree, or I don't agree now, or the policy is not right. He says that discourse, that discussion is healthy so that we can more constructively fight the war, get it over with, and hopefully the next time learn whatever we should learn. But not at the funerals of the fallen.
Correct.
Well, and I just want to know if the United States gets attacked, like we were attacked in 9/11 and that, who are we going to turn to? You know, we're going to turn to our soldiers and our military.
It aggravates the hell out of me with all the grief people give men and women in the military. They don't think back that every time some disaster happens, who comes out there to help them?
Right.
Mm. Okay, like National Guard. Yes, those are men and women in our military coming out there. Look at Katrina, when they sent people out there. You know, our military has been helping humanity on this planet for so many years. People just take them for granted. Mm. And every time they're out there risking their necks, then they're out. Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. I mean, we got a few apples in there. Show me a church that doesn't have some bad apples in there.
Right.
I'll give you $100.
Yeah, there's always going to be people in the military that are neither an officer or a gentleman in their conduct. But just like you say, you're going to find that in any group, any organization, any church even.
It is sad that when I watch news, that it's always negative, 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 negative. When I myself know that there's a lot of positive stuff being done by our military too.
Mm-hmm.
But you hardly ever hear that. Every once in a while, I think they kind of throw it in as a token.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I think people need to be reminded what all these men and women of our armed forces are out there doing. And it's just not Iraq and Afghanistan. We're globally.
We're still in Korea, Japan, and Germany 50, 60 years later. Q, I have an announcement or two, and then some final thoughts to give us a perspective. Thank you. We're here with Q Mape, Iraq War Heroes, iraqwarheroes.org, and honoring our troops in a non-political fashion. This program is brought to you in part by The Scanner newspaper. The Scanner is an award-winning weekly newspaper whose goal is challenging people to shape a better future now. The Scanner features news, opinion, entertainment, and sports from an African-American perspective. The Scanner helps citizens to be informed. Their phone number, 503-285-5555. Their webpage, www.thescanner.com. Also, this program has been brought to you by Latin News, the Spanish newspaper for Oregon's Latin community. Latin News provides local, national, and international news and classifieds. Latin News is found at many Spanish establishments, selected libraries, and markets. Their telephone number, 503-227-7780. We're here with Q Mape, iraqwarheroes.org. Some final thoughts for us. We are in a very trying time historically here. They had hoped the Iraq conflict in a year, year and a half would have stabilized, things would have worked out okay. I suppose the following statement might be a little political on my behalf, but I think it needs to be said. It has turned out, the enemy has turned out to be far tougher and far more resilient than anticipated. Perhaps we anticipated wrong. Perhaps the enemy is simply far tougher than we thought. This war is far tougher than we thought. But our troops are doing their best to carry out the policy of trying to stabilize Iraq so the troops can step to the side, out of harm's way, and eventually come home. Q, I believe what you're saying is they are serving honorably. They are not to blame, and we need to honor them.
Correct. You know, I'd like to put out a challenge. The last time there was some kind of game going on, I think it's Oregon State versus Oregon U or something another. I'm not into the football thing. But I was on my way to a funeral, and all these green flags passed me, and all these brown flags passed me. And I'm like, wow, I've counted at least 300 cars now, and the closest I've seen to a U.S. flag is a small faded sticker. I like to challenge all you guys that are out there with these green and brown flags to also include a USA flag. And I'd like to know which one of those two schools is truly more American and more patriotic. You know, if you can have your school flag up, why not have a USA flag up too? You know, because I think people need to be reminded what our flag looks like. I think a lot of people don't. Often, you know, when I write blogs, I describe what our flag looks like. Because so often I see other kinds of flags, and I don't see our flag. And, you know, we need to show that we support our men and women in uniform. And that's one way. We need to show and let people know, hey, we're Americans, we're proud of our country, and we're going to stick up for our country, and we're going to support our men and women in uniform.
Okay. Robin, a final thought here?
Well, I just think we should be thankful on this day for you, Q, for what you're doing and for our families and our soldiers out there, because without you, what would they have? Keep up the good work.
Q, thank you. Thank you very much for your work.
You're welcome, and it's my honor to do that for the families.
You do this on your own time, on your own nickel. This is not in connection with anything commercial on your behalf. This is simply a sacrifice to honor the troops and to encourage all of us, if we have political views, to take them to the appropriate forum and in the appropriate forum vigorously air those views. Q, I want to thank you so much for coming on our show. You keep in touch with us, please.
I will do that, Jim, and thanks. And you guys keep up your great job with Fathers and Families.
Okay. Thank you, Q. Q
Monte, right. Bye-bye.
IraqWarHeroes.org.
Thank you.
IraqWarHeroes.org. Okay. Yeah. We want to thank Q so much. Yeah. Robin, you have had a nice size flag up in front of your house since 9/11. Every day.
In fact, yes, it went up when we had 9/11. In fact, I just had to replace it because it was starting to get very frail, and with the winds and everything, because it's been up in the weather, and it flew and did its purpose well, and I had to replace it. I didn't replace it for quite a while because it just meant so much to me, that flag, when 9/11 hit, to support what we were doing for 9/11, and I thought, and with the war going the way it was, we were having some tough times, and the flag was still flying, even though it was frail.
But it says something.
It was saying
it
a lot.
It says something that,
you know, we might get slapped down a little bit over there some once in a while, but we were still okay. But it's still flying.
Steve, you wanna give the spot mention a play.
This hour programming on KPSU was made possible in part by Spot Magazine, a free monthly magazine for those who love and care for pets. Our motto is Everything Pets. Spot Magazine can be found at pet-related businesses and libraries. Pet-related submissions are welcome. SpotMagazine.net.
Hi, we're here, we're back. I'm Jim Winston. This is the Fathers, Mothers, and Family Show. My wonderful co-host, Rockin' Robin.
Thank you for having me down here on this wonderful day.
This is a tradition. We're here live. And coming up at, I believe, 8 p.m. is the Christian Music Hour and with Roland. And we welcome that on your Thanksgiving. We are very grateful here for Portland State, KPSU Radio, and to be here. Rockin' Robin, we were in the Veterans Day Parade a week and a half or so ago, getting much, much bigger out there on 42nd and 40th and Sandy, getting much bigger.
That was the biggest thing I noticed this year.
It was huge.
People have come out and, you know, supported the veterans and that, but this year you could really see the population noticing what our boys are doing, and it was quite an honor to walk in that parade and honor them. You know, I thought they did a fabulous job with the parade.
Okay. And I want to thank you, and also Steve on the board. I want to thank you for being part of our show here, our radio show, our TV show, part of the Fathers, Mothers, and Family Show, part of the Kids Need Both Parents group. Thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you for what you do.
Try and keep it together.
And we didn't panic.
We
did it.
We had 104 different boo-boos, but you didn't hear any of them.
No.
Okay. I think we're wrapping up here. Steve, again, thank you for being on the board. Rock and Robin, thank you. Take it away, Steve.
Good night, Portland, and happy Thanksgiving.